The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How soothing and comforting are these words. Most of us have memorized the 23rd Psalm and repeat it during times of great stress or trial. I certainly did. When no other words came to mind as I lay hemorrhaging and thought I was dying, I repeated the 23rd Psalm and found enormous comfort in these words. The reminder of God as our shepherd is a message that can be heard again and again. We need to be reminded of his guidance and protection and provision and care. And what better image than a shepherd to convey these characteristics? In biblical times, the presence of a shepherd was commonplace and their responsibilities well known. The hillsides were filled with flocks of sheep, and the ever faithful shepherd was a constant, someone who maneuvered his sheep to the safest and most verdant areas of pasture. Their role was vast, encompassing not just sitting around watching the sheep munch on grass, but exhibiting constant vigilance, as Solomon describes in Proverbs 27, to ensure that these simple creatures weren't wandering into dangerous places or separating themselves from the safety of the flock. Further, with predators always seeking a tasty and easy meal, shepherds needed to act as guardians, warding off impending attacks from animals or human marauders. Additionally, they needed to search for and direct the flock to accessible pasture lands, making sure that they didn't encroach on others' property or get their flocks mixed up with other shepherds' flocks. Because of the limited grasslands in the Middle Eastern region, shepherds had to keep on the move as their voracious sheep could munch through a field in a few days. Moreover, even though sheep didn't require a vast amount of water, nonetheless they did need clean, calm waters, as their timid nature would be frightened by fast-moving streams. Thus, even directing their flocks to new areas, shepherds had to ensure that their nervous ninnies would be able to smoothly navigate passage from field to field. Added to this is the sheep's rotund shape, which could make them prone to tipping over, especially when pregnant. And in such a vulnerable state, the sheep would need the assistance of a soothing shepherd to turn them right side up. If not caught quickly enough, the sheep could die from stress or suffocation. Further, sheep are always susceptible to a host of diseases. Researchers suggest that anthrax may have originated in the Middle East and was thought to be the fifth plague affecting Egypt in Moses' time, which caused the death of all domestic animals. Besides this deadly disease, sheep could contract fatal tick-borne diseases and other serious ailments, and thus the shepherds had to be ultra-vigilant in overseeing their sheep's health. Yet, despite all this necessary and tedious care, sheep were essential sources of food and clothing in ancient times, and their skins were used for tent-making and other coverings. Because of their constant presence in the biblical landscape and the tender vigilance of the dedicated shepherd, God appropriated their well-recognized and fully appreciated role to describe himself in a familiar way. In Psalm 23, we read that the shepherd provides everything that we need, so we won't be in want. He allows times of rest and green meadows and guides his flock to peaceful streams. He leads them to places of safety, and even if the ways may seem dark or dangerous, he was always right beside us. Both his discipline, the rod, and deliverance, the staff, are there to protect and comfort, even in front of our predators. He prepares a feast. He anoints with oil to protect our skin from fleas and ticks and the heat of the sun, and when we can't reach the streams, he catches the water in his hand like a cup so we can drink our fill. Always his goodness and love pursues us, even if we should wander away, that we may stay in his sheepfold forever. These all-encompassing markers of a good shepherd enable us to picture a heavenly Father who is our all in all, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Throughout Scripture, we see God as one who searches and finds his lost sheep. Moreover, God is a shepherd who leads and guides his sheep, carrying the young or injured in his arms, David writes in Psalm 28, an image Isaiah echoes when he writes, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Jacob declared God as the shepherd who has been with him all his life, and Joseph is identified as gaining strength from the shepherd, the rock of Israel. Jesus also takes on the role of shepherd, describing himself as the good shepherd who takes care of his sheep, even willing to sacrifice his own life to care and protect his sheep. Moreover, he knows his sheep so intimately that they know his voice, as well as he knows their cry for help. In fact, prophecy identifies the Messiah as the shepherd of his people, as coming from Bethlehem, and the writer of Hebrews proclaims Jesus as the great shepherd of the sheep who ratified an eternal covenant with his blood. Peter characterizes Jesus as the shepherd who acts as the guardian of our souls, giving the crown of never-ending glory and honor to his faithful ones. And John recognizes Jesus as the Lamb on the throne, who will also be our shepherd, leading us to springs of life-giving water and wiping every tear from our eyes. Through the example of our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, as our shepherd, we see the assignment of shepherd given to many other esteemed leaders in Scripture. Abel, the faith-filled second son of Adam and Eve, was a shepherd who brought the best portions of the firstborn lambs as a gift to the Lord. Moses, a shepherd at the time of his calling, was instructed to use his shepherd's staff as an instrument of God's power and requested that when he is gone, God would give the people a leader who would guide them with wisdom and lead them into battle, so the community of the Lord will not be like a sheep without shepherd. David used his shepherding skills to first protect, then guide and govern his people. When facing the giant Goliath, he plucked 5 smooth stones from a stream and placed them in a shepherd's bag. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight, then defeat the Philistine. The prophet Jeremiah was a faithful shepherd throughout his ministry, and Amos was a shepherd from Tekoa when he received his visions for the kings of Israel and Judah. And the prophet Zechariah was called a shepherd in tenderness to flock, to protect his flock from the abuse of their careless and selfish shepherds. Even King Cyrus was declared a shepherd selected by God to rebuild and restore the spiritual training of his people. Whereas Scripture celebrated those shepherds who cared for their flocks, severe warning was delivered to those shepherds who abandoned or abused their helpless flock. The prophet Jeremiah bemoans the evil shepherds who have failed to care for their flock. Ezekiel takes up this lament against the shepherds who feed themselves instead of their flock and leave them vulnerable as easy prey. Zechariah also grieves the worthless shepherd who doesn't nurse the injured or feed the healthy. Jesus calls them thieves, robbers, and hired hands who abandon the sheep at the first sign of danger, thereby letting the wolves attack and scatter the flock. And Jude warns against the shameless shepherds who care only for themselves. Scripture also forewarns of times when the sheep have no shepherd at all, either good or bad. Without their leader, these sheep are scattered and wander aimlessly as they are unable to care for themselves, especially when Jesus, their shepherd, forewarns his disciples that he'll be taken from them. But God has a special place in his heart for shepherds, giving them the announcement of the Messiah's birth through his angelic songsters. He recognizes that we need faithful shepherds and promises to provide us with them, shepherds after his own heart, who will care for them so they will never be afraid again. Jesus gave this instruction to Peter as the leader of the early church and instructs all New Testament shepherds to guide and guard and feed his flock, his church, church purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed them as leaders. So then, beloved, respect your shepherds appointed and anointed by God to serve and guide his flock with the same tender care that he would provide. And shepherds, be diligent and faithful to compassionately lead your flock with all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit provides. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.